Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Guaranteed Case Show.
Call the Guaranteed Case Show at 661-467-2416.
Hey, what?
All good.
We were supposed to go to jacuzzi.
Hey, yo, it is the Derrick and Kay Show. Today is November 28, 2010. I am Derek. There is Kay.
Hello.
I got the date right that time.
Yes, it wasn't as funny as last week. I don't know what happened.
A happy post-Thanksgiving to everybody.
Happy post-double-double day to everyone out there who is still full.
I am still full.
You're still full?
I'm just getting over it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I didn't get to eat that much during Thanksgiving, but I did enjoy the Thanksgiving foods and selections that were available at my in-law's house.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
The food is good. It's a nice holiday.
Yeah, it was a nice holiday, although a working holiday for me, unfortunately. So, but I did have Black Friday off, so that felt like the actual holiday. But I did have to sing a church service in the morning at 10:45, and then drive all the way to Rochester, New Hampshire.
New Hampshire,
which is about an hour and a half from Boston.
Yeah.
So it was quite the Thanksgiving enjoyment. But I at least I looked cute.
Well, that's good. That's important. I think I saw one of your photos.
You saw a photo of my outfit.
Very like fall and Thanksgiving like.
Yes. That is. I was sporting the Anthropology sugar-coated shirt dress.
Oh, is that what the name is?
That's what the name
is. Oh, I didn't catch the name.
Snagged on sale. Thank you very much.
Right.
Anyway, you can contact the show at dkradioshow@gmail.com. Find us on blogger at derrickandkay.blogspot.com, and you can call the show anytime to chime in at 661-467-2416.
Right, yeah, call in. You know, if you're listening to the show and you have to say one of our topics, you should call in.
That's right.
It'd be great. It'd be like a proactive calling thing.
Hey, you know what? I just got a proactive calling thing. You know what, though? I think that if anyone calls in during today's show, they get the gift card.
Are they just going to get it?
I think
that's it.
I think whoever calls in the show today gets the effing gift card, the Starbucks gift card that I think I have had for at least 5 or 6 weeks.
Yeah, it's been sitting around. We've been trying to do a contest.
Is it really 5 or 6 weeks? Have I had it that long? Or
no, it might be close to. It might be like 3 weeks or
three
something
weeks?
Like that, I think. Yeah.
I've had it since at least. Did I get it on Halloween or was it after?
I don't remember. I really don't remember.
Anyway.
It must be coming on 3 weeks.
I've had it for a damn long time, and it's in my bag, just sitting there. So all you have to do to win the gift card is call in.
That's it. You're going to
call. Say something.
It's that easy.
Even if you have nothing important to say, if you're annoying, you don't have to turn on your radio. You don't even have to mention your name. You just have to call into the show and say, "Hi, I'd like the gift card."
That's it?
Yes.
And then we get your name, that's it.
We get your name and email. We'll send you the gift card in the mail.
You've got mail.
You have to do is call our radio show at 661-467-2416. Don't call if you're listening to this as a podcast.
That's true, because we won't pick up.
Yeah.
But if you know us, you can call us, you know, say, "Hey, this is great," but we won't give you the gift card.
No,
it's
I won't
not
give you the gift card.
If
you call my cell phone, I will not give you the gift card.
Yeah, after the fact. You don't want a bunch of people calling saying, "We won't give you a gift card." You go broke.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
Well, I'm excited because this weekend I received my lovely car back from.
Oh, that's great.
From the car repair place. I'm going to give a plug to Michael J. Hines. A car auto repair shop in Chestnut Hill, Massachusetts, did a bang-up job repairing the rear left panel of my car. Replaced the whole left box.
No, it wasn't that bad.
Recall in the rotary.
It wasn't that bad. Got a little bump.
Hurt a little bit. But anyway, they did a bang-up job cleaning it also, but the cleaner they used, remarkably like the stuff they used to clean the kennels back when I used to work at Animal Hospital.
Oh, no.
So every time I get into my car, I feel like it's kennel time, and it's a little disturbing. So I have this, like, freshener. Yeah. So I have this freshener in my car, hoping to, like, take away the smell.
It's to get rid of that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like this odor neutralizer stuff that I have.
Yeah,
I don't know if it's going to work.
Smell some of those things.
Have you? Well, this is the odor neutralizer that's, like, supposedly will just take away the smell. It doesn't smell like anything else. So I'm hoping that will take away the kennel smell.
That's good, yeah.
Because every time I get into my car, I feel like I'm back at...
It takes you back to the time.
Back to the time when I was as a veterinary receptionist.
Yeah.
Which is a super fun job.
Yeah, I heard that was tough times.
Oh, boy. Yeah. I think I lasted at that job a total of 3 months.
Was that long?
It was that long.
Yeah.
Because I was desperate for the cash. But 3 months was enough time for me to just get the heck out of there.
It was rough for many reasons, right?
It was very stressful. Yeah. And plus, veterinarians were yelling at receptionists for no reason. Or being bitches for no reason.
That's not good.
Yeah, it was not good. And people cuss you out, actually, on the phone, too.
Yeah,
indeed. Which is great, about their dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you had nothing to do with it.
No, you just picked up the phone.
Absolutely. It was not good. It was like the veterinarians were doing this at you all day long.
Wow. Tough business.
So anyway, how was your Thanksgiving?
It was really good. I had about the same amount of drive, about an hour and a half, out to the western part of the state.
Rough.
Out in Florence.
Florence.
My aunt and uncle's new home there, which is smaller than the old home, but it's good. And it wasn't the old home.
Wasn't the old home?
But it was good.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was a little bit smaller this year, but it worked out well. And did some baking here. We had I had a key lime pie.
Ooh.
With the actual key limes, you know.
With the little tiny key limes?
Yeah, those are really good.
Mm.
I made my famous lemon squares.
Lovely. Do you have any left?
Yeah, they're in the fridge.
Nice.
Maybe a little later
we can get some of those out.
And
breaks or something.
Yeah, a little break. We could have I also made a Red Bones recipe corn pudding. Which was really good.
My favorite.
And that's what we brought to Thanksgiving.
Nice.
People are happy. It was really good.
I would have been happy.
Yeah.
I really missed having macaroni and cheese.
Oh yeah.
And I also missed having
Is that a standard?
Sweet potatoes. It's a standard for my family, but not a standard for my in-laws. They also don't make sweet potatoes at all.
There's some things that I feel like you just need to have for Thanksgiving.
I feel cheated because I didn't have those two
sweet potato?
Items. Yes, the sweet potato and the mac and cheese.
I can't remember the last time I had mac and cheese. That'd be great.
Oh, we have mac and cheese every holiday, like Christmas dinner and Thanksgiving dinner.
I like butternut squash. That needs to be, that needs to be. Like,
really?
Like squished squash.
Is that squished squash?
Yeah.
Like squash mash?
Yeah, that's what
needs
to happen.
That's your Thanksgiving tradition?
Yeah. That, and we have cauliflower cheese pie because we're vegetarians.
Cauliflower cheese pie. That
sounds
good, though.
That's good. Yeah, it's definitely good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I got to tell you about this Thanksgiving. Actually, I got some Thanksgiving news items.
Oh, great.
So I've got, speaking of turkey, a lot of people are eating turkey for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
There are a lot of turkey news.
I bet.
Happening over the week. So first of all, there was a host at CNN.com whose turkey actually caught on fire.
What?
Yes.
In the oven?
In the oven. And he got a video of it, which is hilarious. And the turkey video is available at our blog at DerekandKay.blogspot.com. But this is a little bit of audio from the video. There's a little bit of foul language, so if you have kids in the room, please excuse them.
Oh, right.
There is the F word in the video, but the audio is hilarious when you're thinking about burning turkey. And the flames are, like, coming out of the oven, and the woman's got the turkey, like, in her hand. Like, in the, she's got her, like, mitts on, and she's got the turkey, and the, everyone is
it's screaming. Flaming.
It's like, legit, like, there's flames, like, shooting out of the oven.
Wow.
And there's kids screaming, get the turkey! Oh, it's fantastic. So here it is.
It's open. The fire is out.
So they close the oven door, and of course the fire goes out. Get any oxygen.
Wow.
But afterward, though, you can see them laughing, and it's really hysterical.
That's unbelievable.
So I didn't know this, but like I guess. Every year, the president pardons turkey.
Yeah, no, I've heard of this. That's true.
I'm like in my 30s. I had no idea about this. But here's President Obama doing the turkey pardon this year.
Oh, boy.
But, okay, so first of all, I had never watched a turkey pardon in my life.
Uh-huh.
But am I the only one who feels like President Obama, every time he's like doing something that's like kind of casual, he like gets into like stand-up mode and
yeah,
starts, like,
he's pretty
crazy
funny.
Shtick.
Exactly, I love it.
So this he's doing like I feel like he's doing like live like Jay Leno show style shtick
yeah.
with the turkey pardon. So here's a little bit from CBS News with President Obama doing the turkey pardon.
Out of about 20,000 turkeys born at Foster's Farm this summer. 25 were selected for a final competition that involved strutting their stuff before a panel of judges with an eclectic mix of music playing in the background. It's kind of like a turkey version of Dancing with the Stars. Said the stakes for the contestants was much higher.
Yeah.
I want to point out that the laughter in the background, it doesn't sound like canned laughter, but it's like at the White House.
Yeah, it's going to sound. Yeah.
It's going to sound like everyone's like, hey, here's some more.
Only one pair would survive and win the big prize. Life. And an all-expense state trip to Washington, where they've been living up on corn feed at the W Hotel. The W Hotel's really been putting them up. So the advertisers. They do want to stay at the W.
Oh,
I
boy.
Love when he laughs at his own joke.
He's laughing. Track himself up.
I know.
The W, that is a nice place. You ever seen one of those? Don't we
no.
have one in Boston now?
Oh, yeah, we do. It's on,
nice.
Wait, it's on Newbury?
No, I think it's near,
wait, no, that's
I think
the,
it's near
that's,
the Wing.
That's like the M. That's like the Watermark Hotel. It's like, I get my W logos mixed up.
Yeah, it's just the other way around.
Yeah. Wait, do we have a W here in Boston?
I think we do, because there's one, the only one I've seen before was the one in New York, which is really nice.
Oh, okay.
It was like chilling in the lobby and stuff.
I've never
pretty
been
nice.
Inside one, but
yeah, they're pretty hip.
I like that he pointed out that there was an all expense paid trip.
Right.
Because the turkeys, they have a credit card.
Right.
They got to
pay. A little good.
So funny. He has two daughters there. Just they were just sitting there like, oh, my dad's so embarrassed.
Oh yeah, it's going to be really tough for them. I don't remember. I know I've heard of this happening every year, but I can't remember like. How it goes, like what they say.
Yeah, well, it went on for like a while. It was like 10 minutes.
But it's always on the news.
Yeah, it was on the news.
And they're on the grass.
Oh, the turkey's names this year were Cider and Apple.
Wow. Way to get original names for Thanksgiving. Wow.
Apple and Cider.
Who's the five-year-old that came up with that?
I don't know. That was like when I got my first cat.
Yeah.
Like, he was the color of pepper, so I need some pepper.
Oh, that's right, pepper. Well, that's even better. Like, I mean,
is that more creative than apple?
I feel like it's a little bit more on, but
I don't know.
They just were grabbing names, I guess.
And so, for those of you who weren't eating turkey, like you,
yeah, that's right.
we were eating vegetarian dishes. But the people at PETA, I think, took this year's anti-turkey message a little bit too far.
Sometimes they do on their ads.
It's a little shady. So there was an advertisement that was supposed to run during the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, but was not allowed to run.
Uh-huh.
And here's the audio from that commercial.
Oh, boy. PETA.
Sure. Dear God, thank you for the turkey we're about to eat, and for the turkey farms where they pack them into dark, tiny little sheds for their whole lives. Thank you for when they burn their feathers off while they're still alive, and for when turkey gets kicked around like a football.
I just was laughing for a second, and
whoa.
And just remark on the little piano chords that are being played on the really high, just to add a little bit of drama.
Yeah, it's got the drama.
Yeah.
You know, like it's starting to get weird.
Yeah, starting to get weird and crazy. Here's his rest.
And killed by people who think it's fun to stomp on their little turkey heads. And special thanks for all the chemicals and dirt and poop that's in the turkey we're about to eat. Oh, and thank you for rainbows. Mm. Amen. Let's eat.
Whoa.
Now, I agree that, you know, turkeys should be treated nicely, especially if you're going to eat them later. You know, turkey farms aren't the greatest things in the world. And, you know, hopefully you're getting your turkey from, like, a local farm where they're not stuffed into little cages
and
things like that, and there's no poop in your turkey.
Mm-hmm.
But this commercial...
Yeah, they're taking it.
No, they're taking
a little far.
And at the end, and thanks for rainbows.
What is that?
I don't know.
It's just to look like she's cute.
Like wacky shtick.
Yeah, it makes her look a little crazy.
It does.
The girl.
It's like wacky vegetarian shtick.
Who's this girl?
Or I guess maybe vegan if you're a PETA.
Yeah.
No
animals.
Any products. Any,
no animals.
No butter for them. No honey.
No honey.
No honey.
Bee vomit.
Yeah. Not stop bee vomit. Yeah, they don't eat honey, right? No honey?
I don't know. It depends. I've heard different things. Some people just say they only get it if it's local. I don't know. I've heard different things. Some people are extreme on that. I don't really know.
Here's my question about a bee. How do you abuse a bee?
Yeah, I don't know.
A bee is just doing whatever it does.
Just flying around.
It's just making honey. It's doing its thing. It's in a hive.
Yeah.
I mean, a bee.
They probably don't really much care.
Yeah, they don't care.
You can't,
it's a bee.
Yeah, it's a bee.
It's
really all it is.
Which actually, have you heard that Black Eyed Peas song? I'm a bee.
No, I've never heard that.
Oh, I wish I had the audio here because
I'm a bee.
It's I'm a bee, like I'm a bee, you know, walking down the street. But my coworker pointed out that it makes her think about I'm a bee. Like I am a bee.
Oh.
So every time I hear that song, I'm a bee.
I thought that's what
it was.
Makes
me think about I'm a bee.
No, okay, I got it.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Anyway, the Black Eyed Peas are going to be on the halftime show in the Super Bowl just now.
Are they?
Yeah.
I'll have to take a look at that.
More
if you're opening all the
more
time.
Annoyance for your Super Bowl because I actually love Let's Get Retarded, but I.
But they're going to tone it down.
They get on my nerves a little bit.
With the Black Eyed Peas.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. But love Fergie.
They're pretty great. I like some of their stuff.
She's great on Kids Incorporated.
Oh, is she on Kids Incorporated?
Yeah. Anyway, one last Thanksgiving highlight for the normal people. Maybe not so normal. I guess every year in, like, Arkansas or Alabama, they fly a plane over a field and they drop a live turkey into the crowd and whoever gets it gets to keep it.
This sounds dangerous.
This is the sound.
Oh, my gosh.
So there's this video. It's last year. And the full video is on our blog at DerekandK.blogspot.com on the burnt out bulb.
Oh,
But there's this crazy lady who grabbed it. And she goes crazy screaming, "He's mine!" Here's a little bit of the audio.
Awesome.
The plane flying over, drops the turkey. And she runs off. And I just,
there's kids that were going for it, right? That's what it sounds like.
And I just want to add to the visual of the theater of the mind that she's wearing a Subway shirt and not so hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not.
He's not.
That was scary. And the poor kids.
Yeah, they wanted the damn turkey. Probably poor kids can't even afford a turkey, the whole barefoot down in the South.
Oh, my gosh.
She's running away with it. She's crazy.
She's going to give those kids nightmares.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, that is how Thanksgiving went for regular folks around the world.
Wow, that's a great sum up.
And I just said around the world, botched it. Who else has Thanksgiving in the world?
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, it's only us stupid Americans.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I'm self-editing.
We'll
all
take
right.
that out in production.
Oh, okay, good.
Should we go to a break?
Let's go to a break, and then what do you want to do? We come back.
Let's come back with
weird
some
news?
Weird news.
All right, I'm looking forward to it.
All right, we'll be right back after this.
Nice.
This is the Darrington K Show.
Barbecue foot massage, Jones. Barbecue foot massage. Better come down here, get some of this shit. You like to eat? America loves to eat. So why not open up somewhere America can sit down, enjoy a meal, and get your feet rubbed? We'll fry anything you want for $5.99. As long as it's fryable or edible, we're going to make it deliciousable. We will fry parts of the chicken you didn't even know was fryable. The beef, the feathers, we'll fry candy bars. All that European stuff that you don't really normally eat, we'll bring it down here and fry it for you. Ask McDonald's to fry stuff other than what they normally fry. Guess what you're going to get? Nothing. If it fits through the dough, I'll put it in the fryer. Hell, this is a dinosaur. All our meats are gently tenderized to their optimum deliciousness. We got fine dinosaur meat. My money, pay me, pay child support. Come on down here and get you a flight. Once they get that first kid number, it's over. Motivated. So, friend, let's just decide you don't want no barbecue. Well, that's fine, too. Why not let one of my foot specialists or myself perform our magic? Look at that. Don't they look wonderful? If you really pay me enough, we'll massage your feet in any of these sauces also. Success is the rule down here, Jones. Good-ass barbecue and foot massage. So go ahead and give me a call or find us on the worldwide internet at the new website. That's J-O-N-E-S, big-ass truck rental and storage.com /Jones. Good-ass barbecue and foot massage .html.
Excuse me, did you call number 52?
Did you hear me call number 52?
This is the Darrington K Show.
Call the Darrington K Show at 661-467-2416.
The most professional, unprofessional radio show on the internet today, the Darrington K Show.
Hey, yo, it is the Darrington K Show. We are back.
Uh-oh.
Jones is.
Am I on?
You're on.
Hey.
That Jones is great. I wonder if people got some barbecue for Thanksgiving there.
Probably not.
Dinosaur meat. Some great stuff.
I'm enjoying a Laffy Taffy. Have you been around since Halloween?
Yeah, pretty
They're
much.
Good.
They're still good, right? Still
oh,
fresh.
Yeah. Remember your Halloween candy? Like, save it forever and
oh,
ever
yeah.
when you're a kid?
Having a big bag, like,
yeah.
under the bed.
Oh, yeah.
Just pull it out.
Sugar doesn't ever go bad, right?
No, it's all good.
So it stays good
chocolate
forever.
Chocolate gets a little weird.
Oh, chocolate does get a little weird. It gets all dry and with grain colored. Like a, it gets all like a white powder on it.
Yeah, then you know. You might not want to be eating that.
I just spit into the mic a little bit.
That's okay. That's why it's got one of those protectors on there.
The
and that's
the
why that
screen.
One's for you.
Thank you.
That's no problem.
We won't give this one to an in-studio guest.
No, we got another mic for them.
Oh, okay, good.
Third mic, which I think.
I'm doing a lot of spitting these days.
Well, it happens. Speaking of third
don't
mic,
isolate that.
I think we might have special guest Sarah on.
Oh,
next week.
I'm excited about
that.
That
is really exciting, yeah. All right, we got some weird news as always.
I'm excited.
I got one here. That's. I think this is from France.
I think I know this story. Go ahead.
Grandmother locked in a bathroom.
Yes.
All right. 69-year-old was locked in her Paris bathroom when the lock broke. Supposedly she was locked in there for weeks. I think it's up to 3 weeks.
I think the story said 20 days or something like that.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
She was banging on the pipes, trying to get noticed. Yeah, and the neighbors set up a petition so they would stop doing construction because they thought people were doing construction.
Hilarious.
Little did they know. She was just having some water and trying to survive on that.
Poor woman.
But she made it through. And, and that's what's happening in Paris.
So, if you're locked in the bathroom, what do you do?
This brought up many questions for me because so she must have been alone, right?
Obviously.
Someone would have let her. So why do you lock the bathroom door? Do you lock the bathroom door if you're alone?
Our bathroom door doesn't have a lock on it.
Yeah. Mine does, but...
It does?
Why would bathroom
doors have locks?
Well, you don't want someone, sometimes people just open the door. I guess you feel a little secure pinching a loaf with door lock. Someone's not just, you got a party or something.
I guess.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, that kind of lock, yeah.
Yeah, you want a lock, but...
But not like a key lock.
Not like a key lock. I wasn't clear which kind of lock it was, but it looked, it broke somehow, so she locked.
Mm.
I don't know, it's just weird.
I don't know.
If you're alone, do you lock, I don't even think I close the bathroom door if I'm alone.
If I'm alone, no, never.
No.
Yeah, why did she close the door?
Yeah,
that's
a little weird to me.
Question.
Yeah, that's
she
what I was
wondering.
She was
alone in the bathroom and she closed the door.
Yeah. I can understand closing the door.
I never close the door in the bathroom if I'm alone.
Yeah.
I mean, why bother?
I rarely close the door.
The cats are in and out.
Yeah, they want to come in. They want to see what you're up to.
Yeah.
If you close the door, the cats are always going to get
upset. They always open the door.
All the open the door just come in.
All three of them always open the door. Well, first Paddington comes through, then Tulia comes through. Then Athena comes through.
Wow.
It's a cat trifecta in the bathroom if you try to go there. By the way, which reminds me, I got a good cat story.
Oh, I've got a cat story, too.
Do you? Well, Paddington is my lovely orange cat.
He's awesome.
This is a personal cat story.
Oh, personal cat story. Okay.
Yeah. So he's going to be 12 years old this year or next year. Anyway, he's awesome.
Yep.
But he's got this habit in the morning of knocking things off my nightstand table if he's hungry
that.
In the morning.
Yeah.
So he's decided lately to go for the palm touch tone and the phone.
Oh, my gosh. What a pain in the ass.
And also his picture.
Of course.
He's got his picture and his frame, and he likes to knock that over, too.
Boy, he's so determined.
He's really determined.
He's like a real-life Garfield.
He is.
He's got the look. He's just everything.
Yeah,
kind
he's
of,
big orange.
Yeah.
He's amazing. Anyway, so I decided to start, and this is really extreme measures, but it's really fun, to start sleeping with a bottle of water.
Oh.
A spray bottle full of water.
I love it. I've done that too. I found one by my bed.
Big 32-ounce joint.
And he'll run. You get him good.
Okay. Here's the story. So he comes. What he does is he comes up to the counter, and he sees whether I'm awake or asleep.
Yeah.
If my eyes are shut enough to it looks like I'm asleep, he'll go for the palm touch tone.
Oh my gosh.
If it looks like I'm awake, he'll just look at me in the face.
Yeah.
So I close my eyes.
He knows.
Yeah, he knows. So I close my eyes just enough to make it look like I was asleep, but I could actually see what was going on. And we played chicken for 5 minutes, and I was thinking in my head, I was like, do it. Do it.
Yeah, you're going to get him good.
Do it. I'll get it. Do it. Do it. So he's looking at me. He's looking up at the counter. He's looking at me. I got my hand on the trigger.
Nice.
I got my finger on the trigger.
You're under
ready,
the blanket with
ready
this
to,
thing?
Yes, I'm ready to spray his ass. And I think that he knows that I have it because he's not his regular, relaxed, oh, I'm going to annoy the crap out of Kay.
Yeah, yeah.
He's looking kind of he's hesitating a little bit. But, I think I got him with a little bit of ESP because I was like, do it. Do it. You want to do it. So eventually, he got up on the high legs.
Oh.
Start to reach the paw towards the palm touch tone. And I sprayed him.
Nice. Awesome.
He ran away.
Oh, you showed him.
And he didn't come back.
He didn't come back?
He didn't come back. Not that morning, but we did it again this morning.
Wow.
We did it again this morning.
That's fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah.
I have to sleep with the damn
I guess that works.
It works great.
Why not? You know?
Yeah. Oh, it's great.
Oh, poor
this guy waited. Oh, whatever. He's got a good life. That's
now's
a good time
good.
For the hard knock life. That's Oh, Paddington.
Paddington. Poor Pad.
Sleeps all day. Plays all day. Gets fed twice a day.
He's really the king of the house.
He gets brushed. Oh, poor Paddington. hard knock life. Oh, hard to be had.
Oh, boy. So I got some more weird news.
Okay, go ahead.
News.
What'd you say?
Weird news. So we got from Germany, we got a German dude who bricks himself in his own cellar.
Why is it always funny when it's from Germany, too?
I don't know. It's Germany or Florida. Just,
yes, exactly.
It's just like Loveline used to do. So apparently he wanted to brick off the entryway to his basement. I'm not sure why, but it is Germany. So he managed to do this, and then he realized that he bricked himself in the basement.
Ass.
So he's like drilling and trying to break apart one of the walls.
Uh-huh.
The police described the situation as pretty stupid. And after camping out in the cellar for several days, he finally freed himself by knocking down a wall that was to another person's house. I guess the houses were close together.
Ah, you dog dog.
And that's what's happening in Germany.
Very stupid. What a dumbass.
I know, right? Can you believe that?
Oh, goodness gracious. He like, if he had died down there, then he would have gotten one of the Darwin Awards for sure.
It's horrible.
How do you
do that?
Like, I mean, brick and mortar takes a long time.
Yeah,
to put your thing on.
You're not going to do the whole thing. You're going to, like, take a break.
Yeah, wouldn't halfway be like, you know what?
Oh, shit, I'm bricked in.
Get out. You know? Or wouldn't you, like, take a break to, like, use the bathroom? What are you doing?
Yeah, you got to do something. Yeah. I mean, you're not going to just be laying brick all day.
It's retarded.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Anyway, do you have any other stories? That one was good.
I do.
All right.
Let's see. We only have a few more here.
Okay.
Oh, here's a good one.
We might even need to do a two-hour show. This is great stuff. We got a lot of material.
Yeah,
we got a lot of material today.
All right. Let me go out with this one. Well, I got a few more here. I'll go with this one. There's an elder. Oh, this is from Florida.
Yeah.
Back to back. Florida, Germany. This is an elderly man, 84-year-old, who was giving an office manager at a clinic a hard time. I guess he was cursing and yelling.
Was he waving his cane at her? Shaking his cane at her?
Well, wait. Just wait. The police came and escorted him out of the building. And when he was talking with police outside of the building, he swung his cane and hit the police officer in the stomach.
No way.
And the police officer, I mean, they were going to arrest him, but he was still fighting with a cane. This is an 84-year-old.
He's doing good.
Yeah, outside of the clinic.
Do we know what he was upset about?
They didn't say what the issue was.
Wait, where was he
yelling?
Again?
It just said clinic. I'm guessing it's some kind of like doctor.
Some
I don't
kind
know.
Of doctor at a clinic?
And that's what's happening in Florida.
Do we know where in Florida?
Callaway? I've never heard of that.
Callaway?
I've never heard of that.
Wonder if it's like southern Florida. What's wrong with Florida?
Florida is just awful. is it the heat?
I don't know what's going on there.
Is it the constant heat? I don't know.
Maybe. Or the humidity?
It could be that. The stop and go rainstorms that happen. Like it rains for like 20 minutes and it stops.
Oh.
And it's like hot and humid.
I hate that.
Yeah, it's really crazy.
And they got big-ass bugs down there,
They got
too.
The big bugs. It looks like some kind of weird alien.
The big flying roaches they got there?
Yep,
They call them palmetto bugs, but I just call them flying roaches.
It's so gross.
Nasty.
Yeah, it's like the size of your fist.
We're in Disney World one time, and I was walking down, you know, with my friends.
Yeah.
And a big palmetto bug landed on my friend's back.
Oh, my God.
And I just was speechless. I just went... And then it flew away. Oh, it's nuts. Nasty. And you can hear them coming.
Yeah, yeah. When you hear them flying,
yeah.
that's really scary.
It's not good. That was like the cicada invasion in the, what year was that? 2000?
That wasn't maybe like 3 years ago?
Five?
4 years? How was it?
I think you know what? I think it was actually 2004. I think it was 2004.
Was it? Okay.
And because I happened to be down there for a conference when it was happening.
Yeah.
Yo.
Yeah.
It was like a horror movie.
I've never seen them.
Unbelievable.
I've seen one, but I haven't seen like, The swarms. I've never seen that.
It was like a Hitchcock film. You went outside. It was like dozens, hundreds of cicadas. And they're so big.
And dumb.
They're like this big. And they're dumb. And you can hear them flying at you.
Yeah. And they hit stuff. Like
they hit stuff. They got caught in my hair.
Oh, it's gross.
Disaster.
I think I couldn't imagine that.
But it was. I'm
glad we don't have that here.
I can't believe I saw it.
Yeah.
Another 17 years. So it'll be I'll be in my 40s next time.
It's so weird. That
I'll
cycle.
Go down. It's really weird.
Yeah.
They come out and they have sex and they go back and then they die and then the babies grow up and come out and do the same thing.
So weird.
What a life. Huh?
Yeah. It's very strange.
Very odd.
The year
but
of the
strange.
Cicada.
So weird. What else you got? Anything?
Yeah, I got some more.
All right.
This is local from Thelma.
Uh-oh.
Thelma.
Thelma?
Thelma. Massachusetts.
You know what? I think it is Thelma.
Thelma.
Okay. But who knows?
This is a truck driver who is driving on a two-lane highway, eating raisins, and choked on a raisin. This sounds really scary, but luckily everything worked out okay. He blacked out. He hits a car in his lane, goes into another lane, hits another car, keeps on barreling, and crashes off the highway. But the airbag deploys, giving him the Heimlich, knocking out the raisin, and he comes back.
You're kidding.
And everyone's okay.
When did this happen?
This happened, like, earlier this week. On Monday.
On Monday?
Yeah, this happened on Monday.
He was eating raisins?
And that's what happened in Massachusetts.
So, how do you choke on a raisin? Raisins sound
I don't know.
Small,
they're, like, little, and then you just, like, I don't know. Maybe he had a box. He was going back.
Don't you just cough?
It's really serious.
Wow.
That could have been really bad.
That could have been really bad.
But everyone was okay. No one was seriously hurt. People were shooken up from it. Yeah, his truck going all lanes, all over the place.
Gotta watch over those raisins.
Yeah. Trying to be healthy eating raisins.
Well, raisins not that healthy, really.
Well, it's better than like.
Well, it's like a it's basically
better than like
nature's
candy. Yeah, I guess it's nature's candy. That's what they
nature's
say, right?
Candy. Oh my gosh.
Oh, maybe we'll just do one short one here.
One
I don't even know if
one.
I need the music for this because it's just so short. But I can't pass this one. Oh,
all right, go ahead.
Wow, there's a lot in the news. Hamburger lovers in Mexico get married at a McDonald's.
Ew.
That is pretty gross, right?
Ew.
Yeah, I guess this couple, you know, they love the Big Mac, Chicken McNuggets, and fries, and that's where their wedding was, at a McDonald's.
Guess they serve McDonald's to their guests afterwards?
I think everything happened at the McDonald's.
So
some of the guests thought it was a joke, and some of the local franchise owners at McDonald's said it's not the first time that this has happened. It's really taken off in Hong Kong, and it's very popular.
Well, that I can understand.
But
Mexico?
But it's the first that's happened in the country. So you get your Big Macs, your Big Nuggets at your wedding.
Nice.
That's what's happening in Mexico.
Do they indicate that they had a wedding cake, or do they have like a wedding apple pie?
It must have been the apple pie.
Gross.
Yeah. Oh, that would be gross.
You know,
it looks like a big one.
Oh.
It looks like a sleeping bag.
Oh, yeah. You know, I cannot eat McDonald's anymore unless I'm on a road trip. But for some reason,
yeah.
That's the only situation where McDonald's seems like an appropriate thing.
Yeah, a little while ago, I was driving somewhere, and I don't know what I would eat at McDonald's, but I got fries and a vanilla shake, and it was pretty good.
Yeah, the shakes are not bad.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm feeling?
What's that?
I'm feeling a bonus hour.
A bonus hour?
I'm really feeling
it.
I think so. It's already 6:40 almost.
And we still have lots of material.
Lots of material to talk about.
We can do it if you want to do it.
Do you want to do a bonus hour?
Maybe we should take a break.
Maybe we should take a break.
Take a break.
Give me the suspicious look. Like, I just said something maybe. Crazy.
No, bonus hour is fun. It's just, yeah, we can go into
it. I think a bonus hour. It's Thanksgiving. There's a lot of things that happen.
There's a lot of things to cover. I got some more
things
to talk about.
I am no longer going to, like, not cover things just because we're in a time.
Yeah. If people want to hear about it, we should do it.
That's right. So let's take a break and
all right.
We'll sort it out then.
We'll be right back after this.
This is the Darren Kim Case Show.
It's not about anything else.
Go to your room and lock the door. Cause when you try it once, you want to try it some more. That doesn't matter, and that's a fact. It might be small, but it's a million rooms. Bust a nut. You grab a bag of corn nuts and bust a nut. And I believe just in as long as well. Enjoy yourself, we won't tell. Everybody does it, they like it a lot. You can do it at school, just don't get caught. It took a few minutes if you don't feel late. Take your time, make your best on me. Bust a nut, bust a nut. Grab a bag of cold nuts and bust a nut. Lightly dust it and pour it well. Enjoy yourself, we won't tell.
Corn Nuts, an intensely crunchy corn snack, comes in 7 nut-busting flavors. Bust a nut at a convenience store near you.
This is the Darren Kim Case Show.
Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416. Welcome back to the Derek and Kay Show.
Hey, yo.
Again, you can contact the show at dkradioshow@gmail.com. Find our blog at derekandkay.blogspot.com and call the show anytime at 661-467-2416. We are here to take your call and remind you that if you call into the show and I pick up your call, you will win a $10 Starbucks gift card in which you can buy 10 coffees or one latte.
That's right. That's what it comes out to, probably.
Basically.
But do give us a call, please.
Chime in and let us know what you're thinking. Let us know if you're stuck or if we're good or if you're bored. And
we want to hear from you.
Something else.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I just wanted to share something with you that I discovered on a whim. So sometimes not many people watch shows live anymore. You know,
yeah, there's not a lot of that.
There's a lot of DVRing.
Yeah.
And I forget what I was watching. You know, I think that I was watching The Millionaire Matchmaker. Have you ever seen this show?
I've seen parts of that.
With Patty Stanger, and she does her, like, matching.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually a really entertaining show, and I really like it.
Yeah. It's kind of weird.
But I had DVR'd the show, and I'm, you know, sitting there, and I'm watching it at, like, 11 o'clock at night or something. But after I'd gotten home from rehearsal, because the show would come on at 10. So I'm watching the show, and I'm at my computer, and I'm just chilling. And, you know, after the show had gone to commercial, I look down at my computer, and I'm just doing, you know, surfing the web and stuff,
yeah.
Probably looking at clothes or whatever. But this commercial stopped me in my tracks. Now, I didn't look up into the video. I just saw the audio, but it stopped me in my tracks. Here it is.
Recently voted the wildest dating service in America. Join for free now.
Wow. Really?
Really.
Is that for real?
It's for real, and you can see the full commercial at our blog at derekandkay.blogspot.com. The video is posted there.
It's unbelievable.
Isn't that unbelievable? It stopped me in my tracks. I was typing away, and I looked up, and I stopped typing, and I was like, what?
Unbelievable.
And I had to rewind it and watch it again.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like all hot chicks with, like, and then the funniest thing is there's this little clip of this, like, younger dude. He looks like a complete nerd. And he's, like, in his computer like this.
Oh, no, that's horrible.
Don't you want to date a cougar?
That's horrible.
Anyway, cougarlife.com is a real website it's a dating website started by a 40-year-old Claudia Optenkelder. She's Canadian, and
uh-huh.
she's been dating a 25-year-old man for, like, years.
Oh, she's a cougar.
Yeah, she's a cougar.
Don't you want to
date a cougar, too? Anyway, she's relatively hot.
Uh-huh.
She's good-looking. But the CougarLife.com commercial, not this commercial, but there was another commercial starring her, actually.
Oh, really?
It's a 60-second commercial. Uh-huh. You can probably find it on the YouTube. It was supposed to air during Cougar Town. But did not.
That would be funny. That would be kind of weird.
It would be kind of weird, but
people
they
might get mixed things up there.
ABC decided not to post the commercial. But anyway, she's relatively well spoken, and here she is on a Toronto News talking about her website Cougar Life and talking about her experience as a cougar.
All right.
I'm not a 40-year-old scouring the bars for younger men in my 80s gear. And so I wanted to change that around and revamp the whole thing. So now I've kind of made it that It's 35 and over, strong, confident, independent, successful women who know how to take care of themselves, never had a man pay for anything, and knows what she wants and how to get it. So just from starting that and then having my friends saying, well, how did you, you know, meet this guy? How did you meet that guy? Because I was always dating the younger, great guys. And I kind of put two and two together and then created CougarLife.com. Well, I personally never dated anybody my own age or older, but I do know from what I've heard from other girls is that when you're dating an older guy, there is ego problems there. I think they have an issue with the woman making more money than they do, as well as they're usually either divorced or the good ones are all taken. That's what you always hear. So if you're dating someone younger, you know, they're fresh to the scene. They're definitely not somebody who is bringing in any kind of baggage from old relationships. And they're tired of dealing with women their own age because they're all playing head games and just immature and looking for guys with money. So these young guys are getting frustrated. And so they turn to the older woman who has her own thing going on. So they don't need to worry about paying for everything while they're still, you know, trying to find their path in life. And it just seems to work out. And of course, they're both reaching each other at their sexual peak, and that works out well as well. What would it take a younger man to sign up on this site and look for an older woman? Well, I think in this day and age, there are more and more successful women. I think that women now are more power positions, and they are, you know, starting their careers at a younger age and continuing on a later age and becoming moms later on in life, or maybe not even becoming moms at all and staying just strong, independent women with fantastic relationships instead of the marriage and the kids that everybody, you know, makes it out to be. So I think that we're breaking all those boundaries already and breaking all those old school rules. And I don't think anyone should be afraid to date either out of their religion or out of their race or maybe out of their age range just because of what other people are going to say. Love comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. And you're not there to make other people happy. You need to make you happy.
So what do you think?
Wow. The one key part was the sexual level.
Sexual peak.
Yeah. I wasn't. I was wondering about that.
Do you not agree with her that 30? That I think she's saying that women 35 and older, I guess,
yeah,
are at their sexual peak.
They always say that.
Yeah. What does that even mean?
I don't know.
But what I'm curious as to what defines an actual cougar.
Yeah, that would be interesting to know.
Like, I'm in my 30s. Do I count as a cougar now? Or, like, what if I like some, you know, 22-year-old male?
Oh.
Does that make me a cougar?
No, I think.
Because I'm not doing very well financially either.
No, I don't think that is it.
Because that's it right there.
I think this is how I often would think of a cougar. I think it's one who goes after, who's actively pursuing the much younger one or is with the much younger one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you become like a certain age and you're all of a sudden a cougar. It's like you're definitely not a cougar.
I'm not a cougar.
You're not a cougar.
Are you sure?
No. I think there's I love this. I wonder if they could be a sponsor of our show.
It stopped me in my tracks. I swear to God.
Yeah, that would be shocking to hear that.
You see like, the full commercial at our blog. It's really out of control.
I'm gonna have to see it. I haven't seen it. I didn't know about this.
I didn't know about it either until that interview is like a year old. It's been around for a while, I guess, but I have never seen that commercial.
I've never even heard of this site.
It's insane. My husband and I tried to log on today.
Really? Looking for something exciting?
Well, we figured out like what kind of people were on there, so we put in a little some search. The criteria, and everyone came up with some we came up with some like pre-programmed people that weren't really on the site, I don't think.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I
because you can search for cougars or cubs.
Oh, they call them cubs.
Yes, which makes it sound a little bit
horrible.
Dirty,
that
it?
Is horrible. Cubs.
Cubs.
And not that this is a joke about it, but I think that a cougar would tend to have like big hair.
Oh, you think?
And it's a good chance that they could actually be wearing a leopard print.
Oh, you think?
I know, it's not even a joke, but I mean,
do you think all cougars are from Jersey?
Yeah, and they got the leggings or something, and they got the crazy line nails.
And then lots of mascara.
Mm-hmm. And then if they have a big bag, I would be concerned about that.
You are
obsessed with the size of my person.
I don't like a big bag. It makes me really nervous. I don't know why.
Why does it make you nervous?
I feel like something's up. Like, why would they need to be walking around every day with a night event and have a big bag, and that's like their bag for going wherever they're going? I understand if you're like an overnight bag.
So
that's
every
different.
Lady should have just a little tiny clutch.
Well, no. I mean, why do you need a bag that's as big as like a duffel bag? You don't need a bag that's
have
big.
You ever looked in a lady's big bag before? Maybe you don't know what.
Have I ever looked in?
Yeah.
I mean, no, I steer away. I go the other way.
maybe
it's an indicator for me.
Maybe that's a good bit I should do is I should go up to ladies with big bags and ask what's inside and why are you carrying all that stuff?
I would love it. Yeah.
That would be a good first touch the people segment.
Oh, touch the people segment. That's right. I love that. That's right. We talked about having that segment. That would be great. Kay touches the people.
I touch the people.
Out in the public.
But it's got to be strangers. It can't be like people I know.
Mm-hmm. You find people with a big bag.
Big bag. Probably people around Boston who are carrying around a big bag.
There's all kinds of them. They got the huge, big bag. Big ass bag.
Big ass bag. Is it
really big?
Is it better if it's a designer bag?
No. No, it doesn't matter. It could be the best looking bag. It still makes me uncomfortable.
Uncomfortable?
It's way too big. Yeah. I don't know. No thanks.
Yeah, I wonder what's in the big bag.
It's like big. It's like this big. It's like it's bigger than a briefcase. You know what I mean? Like bigger than a laptop bag. It shouldn't be bigger than a laptop bag. You know what I mean? Because what's in there? I mean, I understand if it's an overnight bag, you might have your shoes. You might have like, you know, changes of clothes. But if you're going from work to the bar and you got a big ass bag like that, what are you doing? I don't understand.
Maybe she's got her like change of shoes bag.
I can understand that.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't need a bag that's that big. You know what I'm talking about.
I know
right?
what you're talking about.
I mean, I don't think you have a bag this big.
No, I don't. I think you're talking about a big purse.
Yeah.
Because there's a difference between a purse and a bag.
It's big.
Yeah, because that bag that I have down there with my kids, that's a bag, right?
That's different.
That's not my purse.
No, you got your laptop in there. No, I understand that. That doesn't frighten me. I don't have a problem with that.
It's
the one
bag.
It's the ones, yeah, it might be like patent leather, but it's got the big handles, or it's the over-the-shoulder kind, and it's like this big. It's like, you know what I mean? It's like bigger than a torso.
Okay.
Like, not necessary, I don't think.
So in your mind.
Call in. You like a big bag? I don't know.
In your mind, a cougar would have big hair.
Yep.
Leopard print clothes on.
Probably.
Long nails.
Yeah, definitely.
With acrylic tips, probably.
And a collar on the nails.
And a
collar. Gotta be like
a collar.
Bright red.
And she can have like a French manicure.
Have to be red. I don't know. Something.
And a big ass bag.
A big ass bag. Yes, that's right.
What else does she got? What else does the cougar have?
I'm trying to think.
Does the cougar have some kind of accent?
Yeah. Oh, you know what goes? You know what goes really well with this image?
What?
Smoking. It's really a smoker and a smoker voice. I'm just putting it together. Yeah.
Hey,
no thanks.
How old are you?
Oh boy.
I'm 40. Are you 20? Let's go out.
Yeah.
Come on, am I?
That's not me.
My Chevy and Paula are around the corner. We can just go over there.
Hi. Hey. Hey little cop. How about you come over?
Get in my big bag.
Oh boy. You know what? For me, this sounds like the fat voice.
Oh, it really does, yeah.
It sounds like the fat voice, like, hey,
really,
have you ever taken a jelly donut and filled it with chocolate swirl ice cream?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Jelly donut.
Yeah.
Oh, baby. That sounds a little bit like the pig from Angry Birds.
Oh, we gotta talk about that.
Oh, yeah. We'll talk about the chicken bonus hour because we only have like 5 minutes left. I sound like a gay man. Can we turn my guessing up?
What? Let's put it back. Let's just put it back to normal.
Okay, there we go.
Well, the craziness.
The craziness never ends here on the Derek and Kay Show. Oh, my gosh. So, okay. So the big...
That's a definite, yeah.
That's a definite. Does she have heels on, too, this cougar that you're imagining?
Oh, it's got to be really a tall heel.
Big heels,
it's
big
given.
Platform.
Yeah, it's given.
She's got a tight dress on probably, too.
Tight dress or one of those things that could be a T-shirt, but it's long, and that's got the leggings.
Hello!
That's
that's perfect.
Yeah, I know
I
that.
I know exactly what she's talking about.
Are they stirrup ones?
She, yeah, stirrup pants. Or she can have a belt on the little tunic.
Yeah.
Or she can have the 80s, like little tie, like she could tie the little thing on the corner and then have the clip. Remember that thing?
Oh, yeah. That's that big, yeah. No good. No good. That can't happen.
And she got big hoops on.
Big hoops.
Hoops. Well, I
you
really
can say hoops, right?
Hoops. Yes.
Okay.
What I really think you're talking about is a Jersey girl.
Oh, a Jersey girl?
A trashy Jersey girl. Not all girls from Jersey are like that. Don't want to offend people from Jersey.
That's right.
But you got to admit, if you've watched an episode of Jersey Shore.
I've only seen a little bit.
Or seen that show on Style. It's called Jerseylicious. There's all kinds of Jersey spinoffs. People love that.
Jerseylicious.
Yes, it's about
that's
some.
For real?
It's for real. It's about some hair salon down in Jersey.
Uh huh.
It's not good.
It's not good.
No.
No.
And you know, I have to admit that I have watched Jersey Shore on Netflix. And I actually did watch. I'm ashamed of this. I actually did watch the entire third season of Jersey Shore.
Wow.
No, wait. The third season? No, it's the second season. I'm sorry. The third season hasn't aired yet. I watched the entire, every episode, every moment. Of Jersey Shore.
Wow.
Like, in Miami. Shameful. I almost want to, like, cut my own head off because of that.
It makes you feel better, though, of your own life, right? Isn't that what those kind of shows do?
No, it just kills brain cells. And
oh.
It's there's no redeeming quality.
Yeah.
And you know what I'm really upset about? I just found out I'm late to the party. Remember The Hills?
Yeah.
The Hills had, like, a spinoff show called The City.
Oh, really?
And it was, like, based in New York, and it was about, like, fashion life.
I did not know this.
I was addicted to that show, and that's... They canceled it. I'm bitter.
Oh, they canceled it?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I was waiting for the next season to come on. I was all excited.
Oh.
They canceled it. Whitney Port, we're not going to see any more Whitney Port.
Well, there's going to be plenty of
or
other.
Or Olivia. We got to bring back that show.
There'll be plenty of other reality stuff, I'm
well,
sure.
It's not really a reality show. It's a big fake show.
But, you know.
But I loved it.
That sort of thing.
Every week I got psyched for it. Oh, maybe we should, what should we do during the bonus hour? So the bonus hour, I have lots of things to talk about. I
all
have
right.
Real Housewives news.
That's good times.
Well, it's not really news.
We have Best of Craigslist?
We have Best of Craigslist. We have Celebrity Thanksgiving news.
I could bring back a few weird news.
We have some more weird news?
We could bring some of that back.
Nice.
Do that. So we got enough to take in an hour.
We got enough to do quite a lot of time here.
All right. That's good.
Yeah. So the bonus hour will be available during after 8 o'clock when we go off the air, and it's available only as a podcast, so you won't be able to call in, you won't be able to listen live right now, but you will be able to download it as a podcast at 8 o'clock when we go off the air.
That's right.
So I can't say tune in because...
We can't, but you can download and listen later.
Download and listen later.
We'll just keep the show going
another hour. Keep it going. That's
yeah.
Right. Hopefully I have enough of my Skype account to keep it going.
Oh, that's right. That's interesting.
Fine.
Okay, that's
fine.
Good.
Anyway, I guess that's it for our show today. We have about 2 minutes left, so maybe we'll take a little bit of a break between our live shtick and our recorded shtick.
Yeah, we'll let our live listeners go out. Yeah. But it's good to...
Fine. Anyway, now contact the show at Derek and Kay Show. Oh my God! See, I lost. I plug sheet, and now I completely botched it. So, the show at DKRadioShow@gmail.com. Find us on Blogger at DerekandKay.blogspot.com, and you can find us on Facebook anytime. Become a fan and keep updated on hot show news.
Yeah. And if you're a fan, you should become a fan on Facebook because that really makes it real.
That makes it real, and you'll be able to get all the updates.
And we have contests sometimes.
That no one ever wins.
And you can always win.
You can win if you don't want to play. You got to
win. Maybe we'll have a contest next week.
I don't know.
We'll see.
Anyway.
All right.
Thanks for tuning in, everyone.
Thanks, live listeners.
Yes.
Oh, there she is.
She's always stepping on my
foot. She usually cuts you off.
I hate that one.
Yeah.
I'm going to do a Mel Gibson on her one of these days.
But they don't hear her, right? We just hear her?
No, yeah. She doesn't go over the airwaves.
Oh,
she just hears.
Okay.
She goes, 90 seconds.
Yeah, and Kay's always trying to say something.
I'm always talking during it. And then she goes, 60 seconds. I hate her. And why is she British? Why? It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I don't know. I think California, I think. Yeah, I don't know.
There she is again.
There she is again.
I hate her.
She's got a lot to say.
I'm going to punch her in the face. Anyway, we'll be back for the bonus hour.
We'll be back for the bonus hour. And for the live listeners, we'll see you next week.
See you next week. Same time. Bye.
Bye-bye. The most professional, unprofessional radio show on the internet today, the Derek and Kay Show. Hey, yo, it is the Derek and Kay Show. We are back. Bonus hour.
And the alcohol is out. Yay! Yay!
Yeah. Looks like the bonus one became a bonus hour better.
I think this is good.
This is good. I like this.
Oh, I didn't open your Magner. Do you want me to do that?
Okay, I think I can do it. I might be able to reach over there.
I tried to do a twist-off.
Now, hold on a sec. I'm going to see. No, it's not a twist-off.
Oh, yeah, I tried.
Is it?
No, not. I had to go to the little machine over there. That's not even a machine at all. Can you manage it? You get it? It's hard. That thing's not on there very well.
It's a bottle cap machine.
Oh. Oh, you do? How's that, you got like one of those bottle cap removers on the wall, but it looks like it needs to be screwed in a little bit more.
Yeah, it's gotten a lot of work over the years.
Yeah, it's got,
so,
quite a collection of,
It might need to be reinforced somehow.
I think so.
Oh, let's see. This is good.
We got some stuff at the,
Great.
Is that good?
That hits the spot.
Yeah, Magner Cider. Nice.
Yummy. Nice.
Nice. Who aren't sponsoring us, by the way.
They're not. They're not. But if they would, we wouldn't mind getting some free Magners also.
Mm-hmm.
That would be cool.
I like myself some cider.
Me too. It's a good go-to.
I'm having a cider in honor of the turkey that was pardoned this Thanksgiving.
Oh, are you real?
Not for Apple. He can go fuck himself.
Well, oh, the cider is the other. Is the
cider's
other one.
The other.
I gotcha. Nice. Oh boy.
So I wanted to tell you something about Angry Birds that I also learned this
morning.
Oh, this
is so great.
So
you sent me this.
I sent you a video, but I also neglected to tell you that Angry Birds is going to be released on consoles next year.
Oh really?
Yeah.
I did not know this.
Saw it on G4, the Nerd Channel.
That is awesome.
I watch a lot of G4. They always have these like video game reviews and like Attack of the Show, which is great, which is where I get a lot of my material actually. But yeah, that's what they have a little like ticker down the bottom,
uh-huh.
And that was on the ticker.
I loved. Oh, so it wasn't like you didn't like there wasn't like a story on it, but
no.
You just saw it go by. Oh
yeah.
My gosh, that's exciting!
I was like, whoa!
Wait, did I hear? It's not for like they didn't say like for what console. It's probably
no.
Like, a Wii.
But
could be anything.
Wait for the Wii.
It'd be really good
do,
for
like,
the Wii.
A motion thing. If you
yeah. That would be great. Yeah.
That audio is from the video that I texted. Well, I emailed you about this morning that I saw. I did actually see it on Attack of the Show this morning.
Uh-huh.
It was it's a comedy skit that's based out of Israel. Actually, it's like an Israeli show, but it was about Angry Birds and it was about a peace treaty between the
birds right.
And the birds. And for those of you who've never heard of Angry Birds or don't know what it is. If you have a smartphone, download it right
Yeah, you gotta get it.
What's it available for? It's available for Palm, iPhone.
iPhone and Android. It's free for Android with ads.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's annoying.
That is annoying.
Anyway, the game is simple. Just fling the birds
into
buildings and stuff.
Yeah, knock down the structures.
Knock down the structures.
And get the pigs.
They're in like a slingshot. And then they make a noise when you shoot them.
So great.
And
yeah.
There's like different kind of birds. And it's the simplest game in the world, but it's so addictive and fun.
It's really great.
It's great. And it comes with this great theme song, which I don't have, actually.
But I don't have that. Yeah. It is great.
So, it's all good. The bird's saying it's all good.
It's all good.
So relax, because I got mad.
It's all good.
I love when the pigs get, like, if they say something mean and the birds go, hey, what? Hey, what? Hey, what? Hey, what? Hey, what?
The chair goes back.
Makes me laugh every time.
That's really great.
Oh, I love Angry Birds. I also have, did I tell you about Wee Wee Kitty?
Wee Wee Kitty?
Wee Wee Kitty.
No.
I didn't?
No.
Wee Wee Kitty is a game where you...
is this real?
Yes. It's an iPod Touch game. Well, it's really an iPhone game. And it's like... It's kitties that pee on stuff. And here is the soundtrack for Wee Wee Kitty.
Is this real?
Yes, it's real. So the kitty... the kitty runs out into the garden.
Uh-huh.
And it pees on stuff. It pees on plants, and it, like, pees. The plants are in, like, a little order, and then they,
right.
like, the
yes.
plants die, and then the,
yes.
they get smaller.
You have this.
Yes, I have it.
I was thinking...
I paid $1.99 for it, I think, or something.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm confused, because I was thinking...
Wee kitty.
I was thinking you're talking about a stuffed animal. Like, uh-uh. Like a peeing cat. Sounds like the worst toy in the world.
There's probably one that exists somewhere.
There's a dog that...
Merry Christmas!
Peeing.
Wee Wee Kitty!
Ew.
Exactly.
Oh, that'd be in the toilet.
Yeah, yeah. Cats don't pee in the toilet. Well, not all cats.
Not all cats. So that's the music from it?
Yeah, it's funny.
That's great.
Weren't you toying around with the idea of training Leo to go to the bathroom in the toilet?
I think that would be great, yeah. I mean, you just...
But that involves giving up your toilet for a little bit.
That's true. And, like, if you have guests and he's on there, like... Who knows, like, you know how some cats are in the box for a while?
If you open the door, the cat's in the toilet.
If you sit in there for, like, 5 minutes, yeah, I mean, just...
We're never there that long.
I don't know. It would be cool, though. You'd save on litter and...
Yeah, you'd save on litter.
Yeah.
But although you'd go in there and you'd see, like, poop in the toilet, you'd be like, great.
You didn't flush.
Yeah, they never flush.
They'll never flush.
Well, maybe if you train them to flush.
That'd be really tough. Yeah, the fruit flies are back. Excuse me. Yeah, they're back.
What's going on with the fruit flies? Where do they
come
from?
There was a lot of cooking here, and this place was a mess on Wednesday before Thanksgiving.
Uh-huh.
Like, all the surfaces were full of stuff, and dishes, and finally got cleaned up.
Where the hell do they come from?
Where do they come from? Yeah, I don't understand that.
I mean, I know a lot of
all of a sudden they appear.
Thought in the dark ages that they, like, spontaneously generated, but they actually
uh-huh.
come from somewhere.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Where do they come from?
I have no idea.
How did they get in?
Where are they going?
Are eggs all around and we just don't know it yet?
That's really gross. It's yeah. a combination of the foods.
Where the hell do they come from? Because it seems like even though you're sealed inside, like if your windows,
yeah.
other windows are open.
Yeah, there's no
like,
other
there's nothing,
insect.
There's no like air circulating. Like, they come in.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
I don't understand either.
I don't know.
They're going to be attracted to something.
Yeah.
Like they got the thing.
You know what I think you need? A compost pail.
Maybe. I don't have a garden. I don't have an outside.
You don't. You just have to take it somewhere, and they'll take care of it for you.
Because
we have a place, City Feed, down,
yeah.
down near where we live. They'll take the compost.
Yeah.
Speaking of Center Street.
Oh yeah.
Shooting down at same old place.
That's right.
Show.
Jeez.
Which happened actually last week. At the time, I was driving home.
From the show. That's right. I picked up on it from my news feed.
Craziness. So I was driving home, and for those of you who don't know, I live in a neighborhood in Boston, and there was a shooting sort of around my neighborhood. It was like less than a mile away from my house.
Yeah.
And it was at a pizza place that we order all from all the time.
Yeah, pretty often. Yeah, it's really freaky to hear this.
So there were these guys, I guess they were sitting at a table, and these guys, this one dude came in, and there was a fist fight started, and then he just pulled out a gun and started shooting.
Yeah, it's basically what happened.
Three people got donked off.
I thought two.
I thought it was three.
It's two and one got injured. Trying to get that bastard. Yeah, I mean, boy, that's some crazy, scary-ass crap.
It happened, because it said it happened around 7:30 or mm-hmm. something like that. I was, like, driving down Center Street when that happened.
Oh, my gosh.
Because there were no police there when I arrived
yeah.
on Center Street, but I couldn't turn down Severn, which is the street I needed to turn down to go to my street.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm because there was a car parked in the middle, like with the door open. Which
oh,
is weird.
That is weird. That's always freaky when you see something like that.
Yeah, and there was no one in the car, and I'm like, what the hell? So I drove around again, and there. When I drove around, I went in the parking lot for the liquor store at Blanchard's,
uh-huh.
and I turned around, did like a U-turn
yeah.
sort of that way. And when I came, while I was doing that, I heard.
Oh, wow, that's really good.
You like that?
That's pretty great.
Yeah, I heard a lot of alarms.
Wow, pretty good.
Oh.
Pretty spot on.
You know what's remarkable is I did it like the exact
the same
interval.
Way. Yeah.
Musician freaky.
Wow.
Singer freaky.
Picked up on it.
Strange. Anyway, yeah. I've been doing that a lot lately. I've been singing things in the key that they are. I don't know. I don't have perfect pitch, though. No, that's a negative.
Well, that was pretty close.
I don't. I have relative pitch. I think perfect pitch is a little bit of a curse.
Yeah.
And those of you who do have
it would drive you crazy, right?
It would drive you crazy.
Yeah.
And you can't sing things with a different temperament. Like if you're
crazy.
You know,
crazy.
Early music, you'd be like down a little bit. It's like 15, you wouldn't be able to sing that. Anyway. So the police cars came, it was like dozens of police cars.
Yeah.
Like, they just kept coming, and I'm like, something is going down. But I didn't, you know, I'm not curious enough to stick around, but I went home, and I'm like,
right.
What's going down JP Center?
That's crazy. That stuff shouldn't happen, right?
It shouldn't. It's JP Center. It's like artsy, earthy, crunchy. There's like, you know,
why
Center
you
Street Cafe,
corner
and like
sometimes.
10 tables.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, like, nice down there.
Yeah. No, that is a nice street there. So
yeah.
It's kind of weird that would happen.
I mean, there's, like, City Seed.
Yeah.
It's getting closer to, like, Pond area, which is super nice.
Mm-hmm.
You ever been down there?
No, never.
Rich people.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Hmm.
Down on Pond side. Yes. With horses. Houses I cannot afford. I can't even afford to rent an apartment down there. It's ridiculous. But JP's nice, although people get donked off at the same old place.
That's unbelievable.
Good pizza, though.
It is pretty good pizza. We haven't been there in a while.
No, we haven't.
Yeah, pizza doesn't really get...
They don't have jalapeno and garlic.
Well, yeah, which is the one that all three of us can really agree on.
It's a real problem.
It is a real problem.
I'm thinking, though, what's that? Bella Luna could work.
Yeah, that will happen.
But it didn't win last time.
I was just pizza shy or Italy shy in the voting.
Oh, that's right. You were Italy shy. What happened then?
I was Italy shy. The week before was that crazy ass pizza that was like soggy. That had jalapeno. Like we got that from like across town, like from by Coolidge Corner or something like that, right?
Oh yeah. What was it called again? I forget.
I don't know. Same different place.
Same different place.
I don't. It's pretty. But they had the bread mushrooms or the mushrooms.
Yeah, they were kind of they were a little burnt.
Those were good.
Some of them were burnt.
It's kind of exciting. Yeah, some of them were burnt.
Yeah, I can only have a few of those because they're really heavy.
Yeah, they were really heavy, and I think we were excited to have them right away.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's kind of sat funny the next day. I think I was
trouble in the pooper.
A little bit of trouble.
Yeah,
trouble there. Talking crap in the porcelain telephone.
I'm sorry.
Mm.
Well, next time.
Yeah,
next
time we'll give it a try.
We can try it.
Yeah, I think that's good pizza over there.
We can try same different place. Same new place.
Same new place to us.
Why is that place called same old place?
I don't know.
I don't understand.
But I thought for the longest time.
Did you get him?
No. I thought for the longest time when.
Just off of the there he is again.
When you guys were saying same old place, I'm like, oh, that must be the place they go to all the time.
No, it's really called
that's
the old
what
place.
It's called, yeah.
I don't understand why it's called that.
I used to live above a restaurant in Connecticut called that little tiny restaurant.
Really?
And it was always funny giving directions. No, I'm right above that little tiny restaurant. But
what's going on with the
literally,
food lines? They're really getting on my nerves.
I think there's only one.
Do you think there's just one that's
yeah,
flying around?
I think it's one.
Why is
the
it,
one that's here.
Why is it they can never get the fruit fly? It's small, it's slow.
Yeah, those traps work well, though. I might have to set one of those up.
The vinegar trap?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, there's bastard.
Get it?
No.
Oh, there he is right there. Get it. Oh, he's down there.
I don't know.
I don't know. Stupid fruit fly. I hate them. Little bee red eyes.
I hate them, too, and they can multiply so fast.
And for some reason, you can't catch them.
You can't catch them.
Why?
I was trying to hit one with a towel earlier. Like, you know, like locker room style. Like, but no, that doesn't work either. They just fly away. I don't know. I don't know what's wrong with them. I
hate them.
Yeah, they're pretty bad. And they're pretty gross, too.
They're really gross.
Yeah.
And they fly. Have you ever had one fly in your nose or in your eye?
In your nose?
Yeah.
No. I might have sucked one in.
I've inhaled one. And I've also breathed one in, I think.
Mm. That's horrible.
And I think one has also flown in my eye. It's happened several times, actually. A gnat or a fruit fly has flown, like, in the vicinity of my eye, and I've moved or something, and it's like a mucous membrane, so they kind of stick to it. And
yeah, it's gross.
It, like, freaks me out. Like, I real quick, like, I do this.
Yeah, you got to get it out.
I'm like, oh, my God!
It's gross.
Oh, there's nothing more gross than that.
Oh, my goodness.
Ugh. That's like people talk about you eat spiders at night.
Oh, that's gross.
That's really not true.
Yeah.
First of all, I don't sleep with my mouth open.
Yeah, not a mouth breather.
No. Well, I mean, I breathe a little bit through my mouth, but I don't sleep with my mouth open. Who does? Well, not a lot of people. There you get them.
I don't sleep with my mouth open either. Where'd he go?
He's right there. I don't think the spiders are crawling around my apartment that much either.
I don't think they are here either. I know I've had the problems before. And other places.
They get you in the...
Yeah, the nips and the pits. I remember a few years ago. Wasn't in such a nice place where I live now, but I think there was a spider problem, and I would see them in the corner, like in the ceiling. I remember like waking up in the middle of the night.
Are you talking about our place?
No, I think it was the place before. It was really
bad.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
In Cambridge?
Yeah. I think it had some, but I think it happened in both places actually.
Well, I know it was when we were living together when the shower.
Oh, there was some in the shower, but those were the different. That was a different.
Well,
spider.
There was Daddy Long Legs.
Yeah, which are harmless.
But
really.
it was scary because we're not tall and there's a way up in the ceiling.
Yeah.
And when you're in there, you're naked.
And yeah, you're
wet,
all vulnerable.
And you're
they come down on the line.
They come
too.
Down and they come down in the spinner. They go.
Right.
And you're showering and you're like.
Yeah.
Because if it gets on you, that's it. It's on you because you're wet.
Well, yeah, I guess it would stick to you. That
it
would freak,
sticks to
that
you.
That would freak you out a little bit.
It would be the worst thing
ever. You got that fear of the spider.
Yeah, I don't like the spider.
When you see one in the shower, it's just like.
It is. I have a love-hate relationship with spiders. I really think they're fascinating creatures, and I love them. But whenever I see one close up in my house, I get freaked out.
Well, I see. I thought it was like the end of the world once when you're screaming about them. I don't remember.
When was that?
I think I had to come in like and remove a few.
Really?
I think that's happened, right?
Tom's had to kill quite a few.
I bet.
He had to kill one on my car one time.
Yeah, I remember you driving home once. I wasn't sure how you guys were going to get home.
No. No, that was different.
Yeah? That was like in the
that
car?
That was in the car.
Oh, boy.
That was a whole thing. That motherfucker crawled up the window in the interior of the car.
Oh, horrible. I've seen them on the outside crawling around.
She was in the interior, crawling up the window, and like in the passenger side, like next to my right eye. And I climbed in the back seat.
Oh, my God.
And we never found it.
You never found it?
Never found it. And it happened to me like the next day.
Wow.
Also.
Well, I'm sure they're not going to.
The car was like infiltrated with spiders.
I'm sure they're not in there anymore.
No, they're not in there anymore. Yeah. I've been in the car. Now there's just a mess in there. They're probably in the mess.
In the mess?
In the mess.
That is your car?
It's not my car.
Oh, you mean,
Yeah.
That's Tom.
Yeah, it's Tom's car.
Right.
A little messy in there. That's okay.
He got some junk in the trunk.
Still love him. Yeah.
He's a trunky, maybe.
A trunky?
Right? Is that what they call that? I don't
know.
Trunky. I wonder if the ring's in there.
Could be.
Ah.
That's a good point. I should look for the damn ring in there.
I bet you'd find it. Oh, he says it's in the house somewhere.
Well, I mean, do you really believe him?
Well, there could be a good chance it's in the house.
I don't think so.
I wouldn't rule it out. I mean, there's a good chance it's anywhere.
I think
it could be anywhere.
I think it's in a pawn shop.
Really?
Or like
someone found it.
Or it's in a drain somewhere.
You should have, instead of like, you know, putting a writing inside, you know, of your wedding, whatever, you should say, you know, if found, you know, please call. And that would have been perfect for him.
LoJack.
Or LoJack.
I could put LoJack in it. You think that costs a lot?
On a ring? Yeah, I don't know how that works. I'm not too sure how that works.
If you're in nanotechnology, please contact the show at kradioshow.gmail.com.
We have a job for you.
I got a task for you, yeah, boy.
She's going to put you to work.
Can't pay you very much, but I'll be real appreciative. Anyway, so what are we going to talk about here in the bonus hour that we've wasted like 20 minutes just chatting about spiders and rings?
Well, we still have some weird news stuff to cover, right?
Oh.
And then you've got your Craigslist.
Yeah.
And we've got, what else do we have?
I got Real Housewives stuff.
Oh, right.
Which is also entertaining.
So we got all that stuff.
We got all that stuff. So what do you want to start with?
I could go over some weird news items, or do we want to take a break, or...
We can take a break.
Yeah?
Yeah, let's
we'll take a
break.
All right. We'll be right back after this.
This is the Darren King Pace Show.
Get your package out and try to stay calm. Use a few fingers, put them in your palm. Yes, it's gonna be so great when you finally masticate. Bust a nut, grab a bag of corn nuts and bust a nut. They're lightly toasted and hard as hell. Enjoy yourself, we won't tell. Masticate, masticate is what you have. Masticate and masticate is a fancy word for chew. Bust a nut, grab a bag of corn nuts and bust a nut. Lightly toasted and hard as hell. Enjoy yourself, we won't tell.
This is the Darren King Pace Show.
The only New England radio show that will mention the Washington Redskins, the Darren King Pace Show.
That reminds me of my Redskins update for the week.
Oh, you got one.
I do have an update for the week.
Wait, damn, those clips were, I wasn't ready on the sound break there.
Huh?
Oh,
yeah.
It's all good.
Yeah. Anyway.
Staying alive, though.
Staying alive. I didn't get to watch the Redskins this week, but they, played Brett Favre today.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
So the game was today, but you know what the outcome was?
Loser.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but they lose every other game. Going to
every other game?
Yeah. So they're like, even Steven right now. They don't do very well. They're kind of, you know.
That's sad.
They're mediocre. They are my team. They're my boys. But they're mediocre.
Uh-huh.
You know, they're not so amazing. But when they win, I'll celebrate. But, you know, I can't expect to win every week.
Not every week.
No.
No.
No. Anyway, that's the update. That's it.
Oh, okay.
I'm trying to find a sound clip, but I'm... But that's a loser.
Yeah!
Thank you very much.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, dear. We got a lot of stuff for Best Of when we can't broadcast.
That's right. We should put some of that up.
Great. Might have to upgrade to premium for that.
Oh, that is true. Or we have to, like, press play and broadcast the Best Of is what we need to do.
So ghetto.
I don't know.
We might have to do it.
We could do it.
We could do it.
We can make the jump.
All right. So what's going on? We got more weird news for the week?
There's more weird news. Well, there's always, it comes up in the weird news. It's not always weird news, but we can revisit some things.
Oh, okay.
If you'd like. We now have a new tallest married couple at the Guinness World Record.
Really?
This comes to us from California. When you mix the two couples together, you've got a whopping 13.44 feet. Wayne is a ceiling-grazing, door-bumping 6 feet 10 inches.
Wow.
And his new wife, Lori, is an impressive 6 feet and 5.95 inches.
6 foot 5? She's a giant.
Yeah, this beats a world record before, which was 13, the combination of the two couples being 13, 3.3 inches. So they broke them by an inch. Well, and that's what's happening in California.
California shocker. Do you think that that tall people get together just because they're tall?
I've often wondered that.
Like, what's going on there?
You know what's interesting here? I've looked up some other numbers on heights and things like that.
Uh-huh.
We have the tallest man living is 8 feet.
He's still alive,
one.
Right?
I think so. This is dated 2009.
I think I've seen a documentary on that guy.
Yeah.
He's, like, living in some European country.
Yeah, that's going to be crazy.
He's super tall.
That's super tall.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. And then there's the tallest man ever, which is 8 feet 11.
He's felted, right? He's dead.
Yeah, that was
8 feet 11? Can you imagine?
That's just about 9 feet.
That's like...
It's insane.
It's like...
I don't know. Like, yeah. No, it's totally insane. It's
ridiculously tall.
And then there's the tallest living woman, who's 7'7".
She's done, like, the Jerry Springer show,
you know about
and
that.
The Maury Povich show, like, a billion times, and Donahue.
Yeah.
All the time.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
And then there's the tallest...
Her voice sounds like this.
Oh, I bet.
It sounds like Julia Childs.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah, a little bit.
She sounds like this. Hi, I'm the world's tallest woman. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
And then there's the tallest woman ever was 8'11". I mean, 8'1".
8'1".
Tallest woman ever. And then...
Taller than some horses I know.
It's pretty tall. And then here's an interesting thing. The greatest height difference between a married couple.
Uh-oh.
This is really, really pretty interesting. I mean, if you can imagine this. You know, there's tall people. There's short people.
Is this sort of like a dirty
joke? You could do one after him. But the greatest height differential between a married couple. 6'2". And 3'1".
No way.
Yes.
Okay.
That's half, right?
So he's 6'2"?
Yeah. Hmm. Wow. Interesting.
Okay. Well,
I can't blame a guy for...
But I think? Here's what I think, and here's where I'm a real downer.
Uh-huh.
I think that his it's a little taller than 3'2".
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm just...
I think it's maybe about 4 feet.
Yeah, legs. Yeah.
Yeah.
She needs to step on a stool or something.
I guess.
Yeah.
But she'd only need one of those, like, Rubbermaid stools.
That's right. That's the 1 foot one.
Yeah.
Yeah, the one up, and there you go.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's frightening. And then there's the shortest marriage.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Sorry.
No?
Back up.
Yeah.
About the other thing.
Oh,
So she's 6'2".
Yeah.
He's 6. How tall? Wait, how tall is she then?
3'1".
3'1". Okay,
yeah.
Even shorter.
That can't work out that well.
So how's that? How's
my guess probably?
You know, I'm not going to be around the bush. How's the sex?
Not
because
very good. I'd love to see a picture of these two.
Doesn't that seem awkward?
Yeah, that seems almost not possible.
Because, I don't know. Well, I guess you'd have to get creative about positions.
You would. There's a lot of extra things you could do.
I don't think missionary would work in this instance.
No, I don't think so. But you could do a lot of tricky stuff, like around the corner.
Around the corner.
Could be, and that could work out well. Just use your imagination.
I could get really... really inappropriate.
Weirbill would be really easy. I'm just saying, there's lots of options here. Like, he doesn't even have to be, like, yeah. Well, anyway. Oh, there's the shortest married couple.
How tall are those two little guys?
Yeah, they're like.
They're not guys, right? They're made out of wood.
Oh, that's right.
Okay, it's not Massachusetts. They're married couple.
No, that's these two are 3'5" and 3'6".
Wow.
Yeah.
Little pikes.
They're just like little people, I guess. Oh. Maybe that's not nice,
but it's funny.
Like when we ordered pizza that one time, you remember? That was fun.
Like a very small pizza.
Like a very small pizza.
But you know what? If you're short, you have a tiny voice.
Oh, are you already?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the way that it is. Not mean at all.
Okay.
I'm short, and I have a tiny voice.
Hi. Hey, how's it going? Welcome to the Short Club. This is fun.
I mean, I don't sound like, you know, a big tall woman. I think you can tell the difference between a very tall person and a really short person with a voice, because everything's smaller. The larynx is smaller.
Right, that would make sense.
The bronchioles are smaller, so things vibrate faster, and it's a tiny voice for a tiny person.
It's really cute. Yeah.
Wee! Look at us.
Whoa. Look at this. I'm sitting on a shoe, and it's like a sofa.
True.
Oh, it's a classroom. Oh, we got to cut it up, though, aren't
we? Oh, we got to cut it up.
Toadstool?
Yeah, toadstool.
Mmm. Yummy.
Yeah. I'm going to take my pet spider for a walk. I'll be right back.
Don't forget to scoop.
Uh-oh, I forgot my little bag.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Okay, anyway.
Anyway. Stupid small person shtick.
But we do like that.
We do like it.
What else do we got here? Something interesting.
Any more Mexico news?
Well, no more Mexico news. Oh, I don't know if you would consider this weird news, but I'll play the music because we like it. Who are you going to call after a party? Hangover helpers.
What?
It's this new. They're trying to create a new business in Colorado. Of course, it's college-based.
Of course.
But it's, you know, you wake up with a headache, you're hungry, your house is a mess, you got cups everywhere. Fruit flies, maybe.
Fruit flies.
You got fruit flies everywhere. Well, these people will come to your house, and they'll clean up.
Uh-huh.
They'll give you, like, a breakfast burrito and some Gatorade. Morning after.
An aspirin?
And probably an aspirin, maybe. And they'll clean it up.
Wow.
They're starting a business. They charge $15 per roommate.
Per roommate?
If you have, like, roommates at the college.
$15? That's kind of cheap.
It's not too bad. Sounds like a good deal. Like, you don't want to deal with that the next morning.
Yeah, but what if there's, like, trifling cleanup?
It could be really bad.
Yeah, it could be really bad.
And that's what's happening in Colorado.
Friend Jim pooped in the corner because he got so drunk. You know, like you could have bad cleanup.
Yeah, that could be pretty nasty.
Ugh. You couldn't pay me to do that. No chance.
To do the cleanup?
No chance, Lance.
No chance, Lance.
Hangover helpers. Is that what it's called?
That's what they're calling it. Hangover helpers.
Wow. Do they have a website? Hangoverhelpers.com?
It didn't say here. I would think that
could be shady. Could be .net.
It could be .net, yeah, because they're just starting up, like, someone else might be swatting that one.
.net's always shady.
Yeah, you got to watch out for the .net.
.net's like your shady uncle that you're ashamed of at the holidays.
Scary uncle.
Yeah, scary uncle that probably he might touch kids. .net.
.net.
Shady.net.
Yeah, luckily we're not .net.
No, we're not .net. But every time you type something in and it's .net.
You have to wonder.
You got to wonder. Yeah. I mean, a lot of good things are .net. But a lot of shady things also don't.
That is true. Yeah, you got to wonder.
Yeah. Is that it?
Probably it for the weird news.
Oh, okay.
For that segment.
Should we take another break?
Want to take another break?
Yeah. Let's take an impromptu break. I'm stretching the I'm really challenging you now with the breaks, the unpreparedness.
You are challenging me with the breaks a little bit, but that's okay.
I want you to play the buzz sound accidentally again, because that's great. Oh, no, you played it on purpose last time.
I did, but I played it because I made the mistake this time.
But the accident at the beginning of the show on Halloween, fantastic.
That was great,
oh,
yeah.
Great.
It hit the buzzer.
Oh, the buzzer is amazing.
You know.
Just hit the buzzer accidentally all the time.
Yeah.
Anyway, you want to take a quick break?
We'll take a quick break.
And we'll talk about the Real Housewives of wherever.
That sounds great.
All right.
We will be right back after this.
This is the Darren Kim K Show.
Are you tired of women? Fed up of their girly ways? Not sexually attracted to them? We have the solution for you. Try being gay. Being gay is an excellent way to remain sexually active while not involving the opposite sex. Doctors recommend being gay for anyone who is not straight. If you are a man under or over the age of 60 and have never or no longer desire shoving yourself into a muff, then being gay is just what you need. If your penis remains mushy around the pussy, if down goes the lever when you see the beaver, give us a call. This guy's not gay.
Hey, baby.
Do you want to be like him?
You want some of this?
I didn't think so. Be gay today. And although being gay doesn't cost anything, you'll get a full refund if you're not satisfied. And if you pick up the phone now, we'll give you a free can of red kidney beans. It has nothing to do with being gay. It's just that we messed up an order. Now we have all these kidney beans and don't know what to do with them. So we'll give them to you. It's fun, it's easy, and it doesn't cost anything. Call now. You have absolutely nothing to lose. Nothing to lose. Except for your heterosexuality. Be gay today.
You want some of this?
This is the Darren Kim K Show.
The future is now, the Derek and Kay Show. Hey, yo, it is the Derek and Kay Show bonus hour.
And we're back. You know, I got to be really honest with you. I was really disappointed that Tara is not on the show today.
Oh.
She's got a lot to say about the Real Housewives.
I know, and I haven't watched it.
Your New Jersey. Whatever.
Yeah. Well, hopefully we'll have her next week.
I think we'll have her next week. Maybe we can chime in a little bit.
That would be great.
Anyway, I came across this story about one of the Real Housewives of Atlanta, which is actually airs tonight on Bravo at 10. So if you guys have nothing to do and you have nothing better to watch, you can watch The Real Housewives of Atlanta, which I think is my favorite Real Housewives series because they're Southern Belles. And they're all hilarious.
And they're all hopped up.
They're all
right?
Hopped up, yes. So the only white chick of the bunch, Kim Zolciak, have you ever seen her?
I've watched, minutes of this.
Okay.
And
so she's blonde. And
it was crazy.
She's got the blonde. But first of all, the blonde hair is a wig.
Okay.
So she wears,
oh, she has multiple wigs.
Yeah, she wears wigs.
Remember the clip I saw? I think this is this person. She was, packing for something, and they're talking about what wigs to bring.
Oh, really? I don't think I've seen that one.
And I was like, oh, my gosh, this is crazy.
I'm obsessed
And she's
with
like,
it.
Don't bring the head. Just bring the wig. And this is unbelievable. I know Julie sent me a link that I have to watch that I haven't seen.
Oh,
yet.
Really? Yeah, you should watch some episodes. They're
entertaining.
They make you feel better about your life.
That's good. That's what I was wondering. One of those shows. Yeah.
Anyway, Kim Zolciak, I didn't know that she was pregnant.
Oh, boy.
She's 32 years old now, but she looks older than we are.
Uh-huh.
Life and Style can exclusively reveal that Real Housewives Atlanta star Kim Zolciak and boyfriend Croy Bierman are expecting their first child together. I was surprised. Kim, 32, tells Life and Style about the pregnancy. While it wasn't planned, God clearly has a bigger and better plan for us, and we're excited. So I guess they're expecting a baby anytime soon, and they're going to, maybe get married sometime in the future. But he's 25, and she's 32.
Mm-hmm.
So does that make her a cougar? Let's talk about that. Does that officially make her a cougar?
Well, judging from some of the people I've seen on the show, it's questionable.
I think she's got a big bag.
It's questionable. And I would assume some of the people on the show have big bags.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just assuming that.
Big bag.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I don't like a big bag.
So I
tell ya.
So I think somebody caught her like smoking during her pregnancy, which is terrible.
Oh my gosh.
So she's a big smoker.
What a show.
Yeah, it's a show. Anyway, and you can download her new song called Google Me on Tuesday on iTunes.
Wait. This wasn't the one you played a couple of weeks ago?
No, she never recorded that song, but she
was
recorded...
Was that the same person?
Yeah, it was the same. This is the same person.
Oh, my gosh.
So she's recorded the song before. Have you heard her other song, Tardy for the Party?
I think I've heard of this.
You've heard of it? I gotta tell you something really terrible. And here's a confession. I actually really like this song.
You like this?
Yeah, I do. And I think it was a big hit in the gay clubs.
Oh, I can see that.
Can you sort of see that?
Yeah.
It sounds good though. It sounds auto-tuned the hell out of it, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah. But I really like this song. I think it's great. I mean, it's a one-hit wonder.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, this is cool.
And there's a lot of her friend who's a professional singer in the background and who produced the track for her. But anyway.
She can't really sing.
No, she can't sing at all. She's terrible.
Wait, this auto-tune stuff is really happening now.
That's really scary. I mean, I feel like I have no chance of fame unless I'm auto-tuned, which I don't need to be. Anyway, that's Party for the Party. She's got a new song called Google Me.
Oh, my gosh.
And you can get it on iTunes on the 30th. So get your 99 cents ready. Here it is. Preview.
Search me, you'll find me. Click them keys and Google me.
Oh, no.
Your face is the best.
Yeah.
Click them keys and Google me.
Wow. G-O-O.
Yes. This is, even auto-tuned, it sounds a little bit higher, too. Listen.
Mm-hmm. This is pretty.
I have no idea why she made that dumbass song. I don't think that's going to be as good as Party for the Party.
Oh, boy.
But I have a huge tolerance for it.
Oh, next one. Sorry, I didn't press stop. That's the next story.
Okay, I'm like,
anyway,
who we got?
She's not the first housewife to have to have released her own her single. Luann from The Real Housewives of New York released a song called Elegance Is Learned. And before I play the song, I'm going to describe to you what Luann looks like and what she's like.
Uh-huh.
She's got to be like 6 feet tall.
Oh, boy. Cougar?
And she's got this kind of voice that she's talking a lot. And she's really tall. She sounds kind of masculine. That's it.
Yeah.
And she thinks she's all of that in a bag of wow. And here's her song. Wait till her voice starts talking. It's like, a talk rap.
Uh-huh.
This is also like incredibly auto-tuned. Now, don't all these songs start to sound the same after
a little
bit?
Yeah, a little bit. Auto-tune. Wow.
Money can buy your class. Elegance is learned.
This is really heavy audio.
Is it? Isn't it? I want to get to the part where she's doing her little rap. So you get to
hear her actual voice. Yeah, right?
Because it's fantastic.
Oh, my gosh.
How many men there are that forget to hold the door when I give them
Oh, I'm scared.
Are you scared of her now? She's totally scary.
Money talks, but I just walk when I can't stand it. On the clock, during the stage, texting on a date. If you make it,
doesn't she sound like she could be up possibly?
Yeah, it's a little. She's a big girl, huh?
Yeah, she's a big girl.
Yeah.
She's not like a big girl, but
right.
she's
big tall.
Girl.
Yeah,
yeah, like she's a scary person.
Wow, she sounds like it.
So I don't know if the next real life of Beverly Hills is going to release a song, but I sure as hell hope so. Because I need more things to laugh at and dance at gay clubs.
Right. That's what they do, right?
When I go to Paradise, I want to hear Google Me for sure.
Google.
G-O-O-G-L-E. Me.
Oh, no. I don't know.
Anyway, the other Real Housewife of Atlanta that's been stirring up a lot of reactions is named Phaedra Parks, and she's apparently a really popular and famous entertainment lawyer. She represented Bobby Brown when he was getting in some deep S. And, you know, she's very popular around Atlanta, but she's on the show, and she's ridiculous. Like, she's just a ridiculous person. And I was searching on YouTube today for, like, reactions to the YouTube, because, you know, people post videos on YouTube ranting about television shows.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Have you ever watched them?
There's crazy stuff on YouTube. People talking about all kinds of stuff like that.
It's crazy. Anyway,
yeah.
I was doing a search, and I came across this video, and it's probably the funniest thing I've seen all day aside from the Angry Birds video.
Oh, that was great. Yeah.
And it's by a user called Miss Pretty Nurse 38.
Miss Pretty Nurse?
Yes. And it's a lovely, big, beautiful African-American woman. She is the funniest person in the universe. Funniest. So she's got her drink.
Yeah.
She's all made up. She's got her weave going. She's fabulous.
Boy.
And this is her reaction to Real Housewife. It's pretty funny.
Hi, YouTube. What's happening? It's your girl, Miss Pretty Nurse 83. And I'm back. And this is going to be a random video. Of course, y'all see what's in the title. I told y'all when I did the one last week, talking about Miss Phaedra, I'm a hot damn mess Parks, that I wasn't going to do another one, but y'all asked, and I try to, you know, comply with what people that watch my videos ask me to do. I guess I'm here again doing another recap on The Real Housewives of Atlanta, okay? I've been playing with this hair. Y'all, this is the hair that I was whipping in that willow.
Totally ran up.
Oh, my
hair with my birthday video. I love this hair. This is my Kim Kardashian hair.
She got a drink.
This is my porn star hair.
What she got drinking?
Kim Kardashian.
Also,
she's a porn star. She met a sex tape with Ray J. They classified you as a porn star. Yeah. Mm. She with Kanye now. Kim Kardashian.
I love
about that.
The prayer I love is when the dog's coming in the background.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's perfect.
No, Kanye got an asphyxiation for them big butt white girls. So.
Asphyxiation.
Oh, Amber Rose, what's she going to do now? Her 15 minutes was up before it even got damn started. I guess it's back to being a video, ho. Y'all already know I'm going to have a battle with my dog tonight. Y'all know y'all going to hear him in the background, so don't be alarmed. Don't be alarmed. You just bear with me, okay? But as always, the drink has come out. And tonight I am drinking Bacardi Absolute. What else I got in there? Grey Goose and orange juice. Anywho, but yeah, I'm going to do kind of sort of a recap on
the dogs in the background are cracking me up.
Episode 5, season 3. Phaedra Parks. Okay.
Dog.
Attitude of the city. Let me call time with you both. Bam. Kick her ass off the show. This should be her the only season on The Real Housewives of Atlanta. It's official.
A lot of these things should be isolated.
Me
sure.
Fever,
yeah.
Hair hurting. Now I think she done gave me damn brain damage because my temp done went up from 101.5 to damn 103. My brain is friend to fry. Phaedra, you just get on my damn nerves. I don't like you, okay? It's official. I had high hopes for the season, but now officially, like, I just don't like you. First of all, you so damn sadiddy.
Sadiddy!
At that damn table about what she do. First of all, if I'm not mistaken, and correct me if I'm wrong, like I said, I'll talk about sex all day. However, you're supposed to let everybody know how you get down in the bedroom, okay? That's hence the statement, lady in the streets, freaking the sheets.
Lady in the
streets,
freaking the sheets.
And, you know, bougie. Like I said, I don't like to call black people that, you know, but it is what it is. Considering she's like that, to find out that she
is like, you know, the way she is, the way she was talking. But for all we know, she could have just been damn running her mouth. But the reason I say that she really is how she's saying she is because she's a PK. And I ain't never met a preacher's daughter who wasn't a freak. Seriously. I'm not a preacher's daughter, and I don't even know. But we ain't going to go in there because we're talking about me. But I was like, did she really just sit up there and say, did y'all hear what, when they were talking about the whole oral sex thing? And she was telling my son, well, it's not, what'd she say, Papa? It's not unless you complete the act. Like, you don't need to be telling nobody, you know, what you and Apollo be doing. It's bad enough we already know because the way y'all was sucking on them damn pickles. What the hell? Why does she keep taking so many damn baby pictures? Like, I don't understand it. You haven't had a baby, but you've taken all these pictures in preparation of your pregnancy. I'm glad you want to commemorate your pregnancy.
Commemorate.
Damn. I'm seeing your ass.
You play the buzz on that one.
Sitting out there taking pictures. Did y'all see them damn pictures of her with them damn pickles? I was not feeling it. And then with her and Apollo both joining the act, I was not feeling it because I didn't like how he was sucking on them pickles. I'm telling y'all, I didn't. Nah, I ain't saying nothing, but I'm saying, you know what I'm saying? He was in prison. And I ain't saying nothing, but I'm saying that. I'm saying that. You come to your own conclusion. 6 years is a long time to be away from a female. But anywho, we're not going to go there. That's another day, another time, another video.
Anyway, this goes on for like
my God.
5 more minutes. It was like heavily edited, that thing. But how?
Wow, that is cool.
How much do you like want to have a drink with her? How entertaining would this be?
Really entertaining. I don't know how much longer I could go.
Oh, I'd have 5 drinks with that woman. Hilarious.
She is hilarious.
Pretty Nurse 83 or whoever you are. Contact the Derek and Kay.
Wow. That would be awesome.
That would be awesome. What interview?
Get a word.
No, probably not.
It would be like that.
But we want to know what you drink and we want a cocktail rest.
What you drink is things with a goose?
Yeah, with the great goose. Oh.
Wow.
Anyway,
that is cool.
To find that video and enjoy yourself. Have a drink. Watch Miss Pretty Nurse.
Yeah, might as well. It'd be a good thing to do is make drinks and like watch some of those clips.
Oh, it's great. Anyway, wow. We're probably in the show now.
That was pretty great, though. I love that.
That was great.
That was some
that.
Gold.
It was fantastic.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Well, we hope you enjoyed this bonus hour. And we hope you tune in next week with hopefully special guest Sarah.
It'll be December.
Oh, it'll be December. Okay. The new sounder.
Does that mean the Christmas music starts?
Could it mean that there could be start of some Christmas music?
Frightening. Anyway, you can contact the show at dkradioshow.com. Find us on Blogger at derrickandkay.blogspot.com. And find us on Facebook. Just do a search for The Derek and Kay Show. Become a fan and keep updated on all the show news and highlights.
Yes.
Yes. All right.
Well, it's been great.
It's been fun. We're going to finish our beers, our ciders. Here we go.
Good time.
Ciders and apple.
We'll catch you next week.
Have a good week, everybody.
Thanks
Happy
for listening.
December approaching. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
This is the Derek and Kay Show.